Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That you need answered.
How does this bra work again? Why are there so many clasps?
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
When I push back on the, they should glide through the East.
Yes.
Should.
Yes.
But I still have questions.
Yes.
You do too.
I, without question, I was asked earlier, who do I see beating them? And it's like, or who's the biggest threat? Like, anybody. Look at Miami did it last year. You could make the argument that the Boston Celtics have had the most talented team for the last 3 years running. And there is no question that that's the case this year.
Yeah, this year is no question.
No question. And yet, do we believe in them in the postseason? And why, for the last 2 years, haven't they been able to get it done? And have, most important, have they solved the issue that kept them from winning it the previous 2 years? Does Drew Holiday solve that issue? I don't think he does. Does Kristaps Porzingis solve that issue? I don't think he does, because it's still going to be with a game on the line, and more often than not in the playoffs, it comes down to this one possession at the end of the game. Who's going to win it for me?
More Rick Bucher. It's ripping the Celtics on Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Hates Jason Tatum.
He does. He has some company there, at least on this show, I know.
What?
Not trusting Jason Tatum in the clutch. I mean, you just read all those numbers. They're great numbers.
Okay, the numbers don't like Jason Tatum. That doesn't have anything to do with me. Tatum's
think,
not good.
I was going to say, I think we have some evidence that
out,
you're not a Tatum fan.
Out of context is what that is.
I'll have you give me those numbers again, but I just want to...
split up the J.
I just want to react to...
That's not necessarily about Tatum.
Rick Bucher saying... anybody can knock off the Celtics. I like that answer. He's like, who can knock them off? Anybody. Miami got them last year. We've seen other teams knock them off in the past. And I do think there's some evidence to that school of thought. Despite the Celtics, you know, tipping the league on its ear this year and winning 64 games, we've seen other teams win more. And in recent history, we've seen other 60-plus win teams choke long before the NBA Finals, long before the conference finals. So we can get to that coming up. But remind me about what Bucher's talking about there, Mego. Some of your numbers that you have. Actually, hold off on that, because I do want to let people know and remind people that it's 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. We're going to be giving away another pair of tickets to Red Sox and Cubs April 27th at Fenway Park, less than 10 minutes from now.
Ooh.
So go nowhere. Those are coming up. Again, a pair of tickets to Red Sox and Cubs as part of 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. You just heard Brad Fowle. We'll talk to him about an hour from now, a little over that.
I love that.
At 4:30. We do too, Rob. People are looking forward to it. On your metrics on Tatum, can I hear those again?
Yes. Yeah, so, again, this exact stat, it's a clutch stat. It's games where there are 2 minutes left, and it's a two-score game or more narrow than that. So it can be a tied game. You can be back by 2 points. But we're talking about two actual scores in the basketball game. Tatum has had 19 opportunities of shooting within those parameters. And his effective field goal percentage, so that includes at the line, from the three-point line, and anywhere in two-point range, is 24%. 24% across 19 different opportunities.
That's miserable. So he makes less than a quarter of them, and he's had 19. That's not a small sample size. 19 in 82 games? That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're all necessarily buzzer beaters, but they're with 2 minutes or less when you're in a competitive, usually back-and-forth game, or something's really slipping away from you, or you're trying very hard to come back. So compare that to some of the other guys on teams that you expect to be contenders around the league. We'll start with Jalen Brunson because he's Arcan's hero. He had 20 opportunities this season. His EFG, his effective field goal percentage, is 48%.
Wow.
That's twice as good as Tatum's.
Arcan's guy.
Mm-hmm. Jamal Murray only had 8 opportunities so far this year, 69%. Nice. SGA had 15 opportunities, 57%. And Anthony Edwards from Minnesota had 15 opportunities, 50%.
So,
at the very least, all of these guys are twice as good as Tatum in these opportunities, at least compared to the opportunities that they have.
Yeah, and to me, those numbers match what we see. I just want to underscore that. When you watch the Celtics and you watch Tatum late in the games, you might not know those numbers, the opportunities and the situation and the effective field goal percentage and everything else. But watching it,
if you watch it, those numbers seem high.
Yeah, no, honestly, seriously, yeah. Like watching it, you're like, wait a minute. He came through that many times, almost a quarter of the time. I don't believe it. And so I just think that's what's important. You marry the eye test with the numbers, and Tatum's been bad in clutch spots. So the question is, again, can he figure that out in the postseason? If he doesn't, they're not winning anything. They won't win a thing. And I'll tell you, on top of that, recent history is working against the Celtics. We started doing this research in the middle of the show, or a show, last week. Thursday, Friday, somewhere when we were down at Fenway at the end of last week. The Celtics lead the NBA in wins, 64-18. They're the best team in the league. They're running away from the rest of the league. Now, not every team in this exercise I'm about to give you ran away from the league, but all of them led the league in wins. The last team to lead the NBA in regular season wins and go on to win a championship, the Golden State Warriors in 2017. And that's after they had broken through and won a title in 2015 and choked as a 73-win team. So Golden State, before they won with all of these wins they had 67 wins in 2017. They had kicked away a title the year before with an NBA record, 73 of them. So add them to the list as well. But we have 6 straight years, and the Celtics could be the 7th. 6 straight years of a team leading the league and not winning the finals, and by the way, not even making an NBA finals. You ready for this? Bucks last year, 58 wins, out in the first round. Now, they lost Giannis, but still. Suns, 2 years ago, Arcan's compared the Celtics to the Suns.
This is how this whole thing started. Yeah, because it's the Suns.
64 wins out in the second round. Didn't even make a conference final.
Lost to Luka and Jalen Brunson.
The Utah Jazz, 52 wins in 2021, out in the second round. The Milwaukee Bucks, 56 wins out in the second round. The Milwaukee Bucks in 2019, 60 wins out in the conference final. The Houston, you remember the Rockets won 65 games 1 year?
Yeah.
They lost in the Western Conference Finals.
Was that Harden's MVP year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they lost to Golden State. Mm-hmm. And look, they lost to
and
a great team.
And they missed like 23s, right?
It was that year? Ridiculous, yeah. That game 7. But that's 6 straight teams that have led the NBA in wins and haven't even made an NBA Finals, never mind won a title. Why are the Celtics different? Why should we assume the Celtics are different? Especially when they came up short last year. They came up short the year before and every other year before that with Tatum and Brown, and we can't trust Tatum in the clutch. Why should they be any different than the Bucks on the list 3 times, the Suns, the Jazz, the Rockets? Why?
Maybe you can say the NBA is due. I don't know. Like, you'd have to go comb through some of those specific instances, which I have to say, honestly, I haven't done, and how much injuries or other things played into that. I think far and away, sometimes, I would say far and away, the Celtics are the best team. Like, top to bottom, they're the best team. I still don't think that guarantees that they're going to win the championship. I think they absolutely should get back to the finals. But once they're there, especially if they see Denver, I think anything could happen with this team. So I think it's fair to look back on that and say, just because they've cruised through the regular season, this is much more of like a President's Trophy situation than anything else when you look at recent history.
The most concerning thing about this all to me is that none of those teams reached the finals. Like, they didn't even make it to the finals.
Correct.
Like,
okay, but I think the Celtics are going to make it to the finals.
I think they're
okay.
I'm just saying, none of these teams did. The Suns were 64-18. Yeah.
I bet Suns fans thought they were going to the finals. I bet Rockets fans thought they were going to the finals. I bet Bucks fans thought they were going to the finals.
You guys are freaking me out.
Okay, look, in fairness to Milwaukee, they were a 60-win team a couple of times, came up short, and then they did break through and win a title. Last year, they led the league after they already won a championship and were out in round one with 58 wins. So, like, the Bucks could be, I guess, a promising thing moving forward, but the Celtics would have to lose in this scenario to reap those benefits that Milwaukee ultimately reaped. And so, yeah, I bet a lot of Suns fans 2 years ago thought they were winning, or Rockets fans back in 2018 thought they were going to win, or maybe even Jazz fans, for God's sakes, when they led the league in wins. They're like, this is our year. We'll at least make a maybe we won't win a finals, but we'll at least make a finals. I bet a lot of people felt that way. So is history working against the Celtics? You can vote at 617-779-7937, or weigh in, rather, I should say, here on the phones, along with all of these metrics we have on Jason Tatum in the clutch. And why should we expect the Celtics to be different than some of those teams? Again, you can jump in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.